1510 KFNN, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure for me to welcome Jeff Greenblatt. He is the editor of the Fibonacci Forecaster. He is probably the top timing technician that you will find anywhere around, and he is a longtime KFNN listener as well from the Phoenix area here. And in addition, the author of a brand new book, Predicting Any Market, Charting Elliott Wave, Lucas, Fibonacci, and Time for Profit, Breakthrough Strategies for Predicting Any Market. Jeff Greenblatt, welcome back.
Hi, Sinclair.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Congratulations. I just got the new book hot off the press, and it looks great.
Can you believe from the first time I was on your show that I'm actually a published author now?
I can believe it. You have a passion for your work.
It's just, now that, you know, I got the book last week, and I'm looking at it, and I go, did I write that, or did somebody else write that? It's quite impressive.
Very impressive. Let's tell people what the book is about, because some people are going to hear this and say, Charting Elliott Wave, Lucas Fibonacci, and Time for Profit, and they're going to go, what is this about? First of all, you are a technician.
Right. I'm a technician. I also trade intraday on the futures market. And basically, my background comes from Elliott Wave. I followed Steve Hochberg's moves, every move this guy made for years. And Fibonacci, Bill Williams, Trading Chaos, that's where my basic training comes from. But I expanded that over time to candlesticks. I'm a big fan of Steve Nissen as well. And I'll give him credit for teaching me everything that I know about support and resistance lines.
Candlesticks, and great. Nissen is the one who brought it to the United States.
Right, he's the best. And aside from all that, I would just say that Steve Nissen just happens to have an eye for understanding what a chart is going to do. And that is, I don't know if that's something that you're born with or he just has a talent for it or he worked really hard at it. It's probably a combination of all of the above.
You know, that's an interesting point because I think some people do just have a little bit of a visual eye for charts. But I think you can also learn charts. And even if you're not set up that way to begin with, you can learn what to look for in a chart to where a chart can be a very revealing picture.
Right.
So a lot of attention to Elliott Wave. Let's back up just a little bit on that. What are you looking for, and what is the key thing that makes Elliott Wave so important to you? And then tell us how that relates to Fibonacci.
Because it's the basic structure of all financial markets. These markets that we follow on a regular basis are based on universal principles. And you can read the Bob Prechter material and all of the disciples that have come before him, but they've basically figured out that the basic structure is impulse correction. However, through many years of following that, I found that the methodology is very subjective. I think a lot of us will agree that if you put five Elliotticians in a room and look at a pattern that's not basic right out of the textbook, that you're liable to get five different interpretations of that. And quite frankly, when you're trading capital, that's not good enough. And basically, so that got me involved in doing Fibonacci work, and I found that Fibonacci calculations, whether they be retracements or extensions, are much more accurate than counting waves, because you can have a five-wave sequence, it could pull back, and then it can extend again, and, well, who's to say? But my mantra is scoreboard. Now, you could tell me that it's an ABC, or it's the first three of five, or it's a grand supercycle B wave or whatever. But when I look at a chart and see that a price has retraced 61% against a trend, you can't argue that. That's the bottom line. That's a 61% retracement. Now, what I've found, and I've taken the time cycles much beyond that, is that there are high probability tendencies, on these charts in all degrees of trend. For instance, you have a five-wave sequence that goes 34 bars up, and then it'll pull back 13 bars, and that's like 47 bars. And if we get the good candle at that point, that becomes a buy signal, and you could tell me whatever subjectivity that you want to tell me, but scoreboard is that we've gone 47 bars from a low to a high to a low, and that's a high probability tendency for buying a pullback. Or if it was the other way, in a bear market, selling a rally. And it's the same thing as the baseball game last night. Won the game? The American League. You could say that it was a well-played game. It was a lousy-played game. The National League had a chance to win. If the guy didn't mess up with the bounce in the outfield, Ichiro wouldn't have had that inside-the-park home run. No, no, no. The only thing that counts is the guy hit an inside-the-park home run and the American League won. There's no subjectivity to that. That is the bottom line, and that's what my book's all about.
You mentioned something just there that kind of caught my attention, and that is that you're looking at these Fibonacci retracements, and then you're looking at the candlesticks. You're looking at candlestick patterns for confirmation, correct?
Right.
That's something
see,
that new.
Was, see, you know, I've put thousands of hours into this project, and the anyone that's going to read this book, the first thing that they're going to look at is, wow, they're going to see that. What they're going to notice is these tendencies based on Fibonacci numbers, Fibonacci relationships to numbers like 0.618, 1.618. These are not Fibonacci numbers, but they do have phi relationships, and markets have a high probability chance of turning on those kind of bars.
Now, let me back up just a little bit, because some people are hearing us talk about Fibonacci numbers, and they're wondering, what in the world is this? Some other people may have heard of this concept probably through the book The Da Vinci Code.
Right.
But very, very briefly, give us a quick explanation of Fibonacci, and then give us a quick explanation of how that applies
well,
to the charts.
These are numbers that Fibonacci, back in the 13th century, discovered that the most simple way to explain it, these are natural orders of the universe. And everything that has a proper proportion is in a Fibonacci proportion. So when you look at a beautiful person or a beautiful painting, it's because they have their proportions, their face, their body are in a perfect 1.618, 0.618 proportion, and that's the way our brains are wired. But in relating this to financial markets, we're looking at certain retracement levels which happen to have relations. There's many relationships, and we don't really have time to get into it right here, but basically 23%, 38%, 50%, 61%, 78%. And then you have extensions of 1.618 and 2.618. These are the most important relationships. And what I found is not only are these on all degrees of trend retracing the main trend or extending the main trend, they're also in what my book specializes in is the time dimension of technical analysis, which means that not only will these charts travel X number of points in a Fibonacci relationship, they will also travel X number of bars.
So we're looking at the X and the Y on the
right.
chart now.
And what I teach is a pattern recognition methodology that combines the price element, the candlesticks, and the time element to give us incredible precision. So not only can we anticipate when a turn can happen, but we recognize when it's happening so we can get involved in a trade with the lowest possible risk and the highest possible reward ratio.
Well, this really is where it starts to get a little bit interesting and where it starts to branch out from other works on technical analysis that I've seen, because not many people are dealing with time projections.
Right, and there's a few good ones out there, but for the most part, a lot of people are misunderstanding that. And one of the main reasons that they're misunderstanding it, and I'll just speak for myself, is that once I started doing this work, I found that these Fibonacci, I know I count the bars. Some people count sheep, I count bars. And I started counting these bars at 4 o'clock in the morning one time because I wanted to figure out what was really going on these charts. And I got so discouraged that I almost gave up because I found that these Fibonacci ratios, these time counts, were only coming through about 60 to 70% of the time. And I almost gave up, but one day I was surfing around on the internet, and I stumbled into something called the Hoop Theory.
Hang on. I'm going to save that. I want to find out what you stumbled across that's different from Fibonacci, and we'll do that in just a moment.
Okay.
We're talking with Jeff Greenblatt, the Fibonacci man. Predicting any market, charting Elliott Wave, Lucas, Fibonacci, and Time for Profit, Breakthrough Strategies. It's a brand new book. We will continue with Jeff Greenblatt on 1510 KFNN.